My name is Carice Gwynn. I work in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. Joining me is Tina Lovingood. Tina is the Office of Inspector General's Director of Land Cleanup and Waste Management Program Evaluations. Today, we are discussing the Office of Inspector General report that covers the EPA's response to the August 2015 release of mine water from the Gold King Mine near Silverton, Colorado. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you, Carice. I'm glad to be here.
Tina, would you please provide our audience with a brief overview of the Gold King Mine release?
Sure. On August 5th, 2015, the EPA was performing what is called a removal site evaluation to investigate the possibility of opening a collapsed mine portal. The agency was looking for solutions to ongoing mine water drainage when the EPA's excavation activities caused the release of approximately 3 million gallons of contaminated mine water into Cement Creek. The creek flows into the Animas River, which is a source of drinking water and recreation. The contaminated water contained sediment and metals such as lead, copper, arsenic, zinc, and cadmium. The release affected the Four Corners area of the United States, including Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico, and also affected the Southern Ute, Ute Mountain Ute, and the Navajo Nation Native American tribes. The water discharged from the Animas River to the San Juan River, and from there, the plume eventually flowed into Lake Powell. This incident prompted emergency action. I think that most people will remember seeing video of an orange river on TV.
So I work in the OIG's Congressional and Public Affairs Office. We received several congressional requests following this particular release. This program evaluation was conducted in response to two of those requests representing several members of Congress.
Yes, that's correct. Our review essentially addressed the cause of the release and the EPA's response to the release. To get there, we looked at 16 issues. Each of those is detailed in our report. The review team's findings fall into five broad areas. One, EPA work done at the site prior to the release, the cause of the release, and EPA's expertise. Two, EPA criteria for approving a contractor and the indemnification of contractors. Three, independence of the U.S. Department of Interior's Bureau of Reclamation, which conducted a technical review of the release, and the basis for material differences between the Bureau's report and other EPA or Office of Inspector General information or reports. Four, EPA legal requirements and policies for notification of a release. And five, additional policies that may be needed to safeguard against future incidents.
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate you summarizing the issues that were included in the congressional request. What did the Office of Inspector General find?
We found that EPA was performing a removal site evaluation at Gold King Mine to investigate the possibility of opening the collapsed mine portal. The goal of EPA's removal site evaluation at Gold King Mine was to identify actions that may be taken to reduce the volume or improve the quality of water released from the mine. The EPA's work was necessary because the Gold King Mine had been discharging approximately 200 gallons per minute or more of acid mine drainage since 2005. 200 gallons per minute equates to about the same amount of discharge every 10 days as the Gold King Mine released on August 5th, 2015.
Okay, obviously we won't be able to cover all of this information in a brief conversation, but let's talk about some key aspects of the review. First, what caused the release at Gold King Mine on August 5th, 2015?
On August 5th, 2015, the EPA's on-scene coordinator was directing excavation operations to remove loose material to expose the bedrock above the collapsed mine portal for further assessment. Although he did not intend to open the mine that day, the on-scene coordinator reported inadvertently excavating to within a foot or two of the top of the collapsed portal, which initiated an internal erosion failure that caused the release.
So what about the expertise of EPA employees and contractors carrying out the work at Gold King Mine?
We found that the EPA's on-scene coordinators had over 50 years of combined experience. They also directed an experienced contractor crew. The EPA had identified concerns about the water level and the potential for a blowout or a sudden release, had worked with experts to plan the evaluation work, and was still early in the process of conducting an evaluation of site conditions when the release happened.
You just mentioned that contractors were experienced, but what about the EPA's criteria for approving those contractors and the indemnification of contractors?
We found that the criteria the EPA used to approve a contractor would not apply to agency staff. Two different principles govern their hiring. We also found that the contract between the EPA and the Emergency and Rapid Response Services contractor does not contain any indemnification provisions. Such provisions were not required.
Tina, your team also examined the independence of the Bureau of Reclamation and the basis for material differences between the Bureau's report and other information that the EPA or EPA OIG collected on the factors that led to the Gold King Mine release. What were your findings?
The EPA arranged for, but did not direct, Bureau of Reclamation staff and peer reviewers conducting the external assessment that the EPA requested. EPA officials ensured that the EPA did not control Bureau staff or peer reviewers because the EPA limited its interaction with them. In addition, the EPA engaged peer reviewers to examine the report's findings. We found this approach to safeguarding independence reasonable. On the material differences, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation also has looked into aspects of the release and previously issued a report. That report gave the impression that the EPA intentionally opened the mine that day because of an urgency to start digging. But our team found that the EPA actually was not attempting to open the mine that day.
What about legal requirements, policies, and guidelines? Did the EPA follow those in notifying tribal, state, and local agencies regarding the release?
The Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act addresses Superfund sites. The National Contingency Plan is the federal government's blueprint for responding to a hazardous substance release. These together require that any person in charge of a facility immediately notify the National Response Center of a release of hazardous substances. We found no delays in required EPA notifications. The EPA's existing policies and guidelines were designed and implemented in a manner to ensure that the agency complies with legal requirements. State, tribal, and local officials were notified prior to the contaminated plume reaching downstream areas, which allowed these localities to take action to protect water users prior to the plume reaching their borders.
Okay, Tina, in light of your comments, should the EPA institute additional policies to safeguard against future releases at abandoned mine sites during remediation projects?
The OIG, in the course of our evaluation, did not identify any additional specific policies or safeguards that should be established beyond the actions the EPA has already taken. I'll add that during the course of the OIG's work, the EPA and other organizations reviewed aspects of this incident and conducted lessons learned about the Gold King Mine release. As a result of those efforts, the EPA has taken steps to minimize the potential for uncontrolled releases resulting from initiating or conducting response activities at mine sites. And although the EPA notified downstream users of the water prior to the mine water plume's arrival to them, the EPA has also taken actions designed to improve the efficiency of notification and communication processes when a release occurs.
In conclusion, I notice that the report does not include any OIG recommendations. Do you have any comments as to why not?
In addition to the EPA's Office of Inspector General, the EPA itself and the Bureau of Reclamation conducted detailed technical reviews following the Gold King Mine release. Both recommended numerous actions to minimize the possibility of similar incidents at other mine sites and to improve notification to impacted parties. The OIG identified no additional actions EPA needs to take to address the concerns raised beyond those already identified by EPA and the Bureau.
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate you taking the time to share insights on this report and explain the EPA Office of Inspector General's findings related to the Gold King mine release. To wrap up our conversation, I want to let our audience know that our discussion is based on the EPA OIG report titled Gold King Mine Release, Inspector General Response to Congressional Requests. To read this report in its entirety and learn more about the work of the EPA Office of Inspector General, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And please be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG. Thank you.